You have to act on what you think about. You can't act on anything else. The ancestor to every action is a thought. So if your mind is on what you don't like, then what you don't like has to expand for you. Now know this, if you know nothing else, that every single problem that you have in your life, every problem that you have, you experience in your mind. You experience it in thought. In thought. It's how you process things. It's what you do with it in your thoughts that makes it a problem. Otherwise, if you're in a coma, you wouldn't be experiencing it. It's your mind. So if you know that the problems that you have in your life are in your mind, then you must know that the solution to those problems also has to be in your mind. It can't be in something or someone changing in order for you to get better or happier. If you think that someone else makes you miserable, you get those people and send them to me. And I will treat them, and then you will get better. And that's absurd. Of course we know that. So that the solution as well as the problem is within. I spent 2 years writing a book called What Do You Really Want for Your Children? What do you really want for your children? If you want for them what I think we want for our children, that is to be self-reliant, that is to have a sense of mission and purpose in life, that is to be creative, that is to be happy, fulfilled, blame-free people who take responsibility for their lives, rather than people who wear the right clothes and have the right labels and do all of these things, then what you really want for your children is something based on strength. And you can't build anything when you start with weakness. So that if what you're doing with your kids is always seeing them doing things wrong, and that's your problem, that's what's difficult for you, is you see them doing things wrong all the time, then how do you change that? You change it by looking for the things that they do right, by catching them doing things right, by focusing on their greatness, their grandness, their divineness, their beauty, and reinforcing that, giving away what's inside. And the more you catch them doing things right, the more you find them doing things right. And the more you catch them doing things wrong, the more you find them doing things wrong. And it's all your experience. It's the same thing is true of all your physical maladies. If you've got a sniffle in your nose, and you say, it's Monday morning, it's in my nose, but tomorrow it'll be in my throat. I know it. There's your mind. Those are your thoughts. That's 99% of who you are. And you say, well, on Wednesday it'll be in my chest. On Thursday I'm going to have a fever. I'm going to have to take Friday off. And it's still Monday morning. Monday morning, you got a sniffle, and all of a sudden it's Friday with a fever. You become what you think about all day long. That was Earl Nightingale, the recipient of this honor 2 years ago before his death. Man who I was honored to write the introduction to his book, The Strangest Secret. You become what you think about. As you think, so shall you be. And that is true for virtually everything in your life. So that people who are looking at their partner and looking at what makes them miserable, it's not surprising that misery expands for them. You become what you think about all day long. What you think about is what expands.